You never know how an American sport will find its way to another country. Take Colombia. Baseball was introduced there by migrant sugarcane cutters. Basketball arrived with Colombian students who learned to play in the U.S. But when it comes to roller derby, it was a Hollywood movie that inspired legions of Colombian women to lace up their skates. From Bogota, John Otis has the story.
Colombia's first ever roller derby team, the Bogota Rock and Roller Queens, practices at an outdoor skating rink. Maria Paola Hernandez is the team's founder and captain. She's a graphic designer who roller skated in her spare time, but she'd never heard of roller derby until she saw Whip It. That's Drew Barrymore's 2009 film about a Texas misfit who joins a Bad News Bears-like roller derby squad. The movie was a box office flop, but Hernandez was fascinated by the women hip-checking their way around the rink in wild costumes and old-fashioned four-wheel skates.
I learned about the roller derby from the movie. I had no idea what it was, so my friends and I began to investigate.
After downloading the rules from the internet and watching roller derby online, Hernandez began recruiting skaters via Facebook and teaching the sport. Since then, nearly a dozen roller derby teams have sprung up here, with names like Bone Breakers and the Pain Dealers. Hernandez's husband, Diego Reyes, coaches the Rock and Roller Queens.
Most of the girls want, like, have some action without fight, you know? I think that's the principal attractive of the sport, the action.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Que no pararon?
Roller derby is enjoying a renaissance in the U.S., where hundreds of teams have formed. It's played with 2 5-member squads skating around a track. Players score by lapping members of the opposing team. They check and bump to prevent enemy skaters from passing them. Roller derby is largely a women's sport, and many find it liberating, especially in Colombia, where there's still the macho notion that they should stick to more ladylike endeavors such as beauty pageants. Francisca Perdomo skates for the Rock and Roller Queens. She likes the combination of the aggressive play with the risque spandex outfits and heavy makeup worn by the players.
I think a girl could be tough and strong, and but you can be feminine and girly and, yeah, to be a woman.
Still, Perdomo has paid a price.
I hurt my knee last month, la pelvis, I don't know how to say it. foot. I came back because I love it. I really do.
In some ways, it makes sense that roller derby caught on in Colombia. The country is a mecca for roller skaters. The national team has won the World Roller Speed Skating Championships 9 times in the past 12 years. But national team coach Elias Del Valle says roller derby often seems more like a violent spectacle than a sport. Del Valle says it's for athletes who are a little more aggressive and who may not be suited for speed skating, hockey, or artistic skating.
Ahora levantarse sin usar las manos.
Indeed, roller derby is still so strange and new to Colombians that players are constantly trying to convince people that they're not just making it up. But they did persuade the Colombian government to take them seriously. Last month, roller derby received official recognition from the Colombian Sports Federation, which could lead to more money to build rinks and train teams. For The World, I'm John Otis, Bogota, Colombia.
You can see pictures and video of the tough and tattooed Bogota Rock and Roller Queens, and they appear to mean business. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.